dwelled in the tabernacle.
今天生命要长大。
Today our life needs to grow.
要长大成人。
To mature into a man.
这边希伯来书让我们看见这条道路已经开通了。
So in the book of Hebrew, it shows us how this path is now open.
他要我们过幔内的生活。
He wants us to live a life inside the veil.
另外，他告诉我们说要离开那些圣言小学的开端。
And then also, it says leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ.
那我们知道说，在第六章开始，他讲到什么是这些这个开端的道理。
And in chapter 6, we start learning what are these elementary principles of Christ.
但是第五章呢，它其实是很看重你说那些基本的真道。
But in chapter 5, it focuses a lot on these elementary principles.
因为这些弟兄姊妹，他们信主，他们经过了学习这么多的机会，他们应该是可以做老师的。
Because for these brothers and sisters, they've experienced so much.They should now be teachers.
但是呢，好像还要用这些非常基本的再来教导他们。
But yet they need again to learn these elementary principles again.
弟兄姊妹，基本的真道是非常非常的重要。
So brothers and sisters, I tell you that these basic principles are important.
今天我们不要开始下次读第六章哈，马上就觉得说那个赶快要离开了。
So brothers and sisters, when we read chapter 6, it says leaving the elementary principles behind.
若是没有这些根基的，
But I tell you, without knowing these principles,
我们 在上面建造，好像建造在沙土上。
And if you start building on top of nothingness, then it will crumble.
不牢靠的。
Not stable.
所以这边讲到说，还要再来教导他们。
So here it says these people need again to learn the elementary principles.
意思是什么呢？需要他们在这些基本的真道上他们那么扎实的认识。
Meaning that you first need a solid foundation in these elementary principles.
很多时候我们对一些非常基本的基要的一些真理，好像事事不是，事物不误。
A lot of times for these elementary principles, we still can remember what's right and what's wrong.
弟兄姊妹，我们要带一个渴慕的心。
So brothers and sisters, come with a heart of longing.
我们是不是真的知道了，真的明白了？
Do we really understand this basic principle?
我们愿意一同来追求。
Are we willing to learn?
啊，我们对于神的话，我们愿意竭力的来认识，来追求。
For the words of God, are we here to learn?
到了第六章，其他让我们看见另外一个方面。
And when we come to Hebrews chapter 6, it's now showed us another perspective.
当你这些基本的真道已经很清楚了。
When you now are solidified on this elemental principle.
但是他告诉我们，你不能停留在这里。
And then he says there is more.
有一些他叫做基督道理的开端。
He says that these are the beginning of the teaching of Christ.
这些是开端，是我们应该要知道的。
This is the beginning. This is the things that we need to know.
但是我们还有更深的，我们还需要再往前去追求。
But after that, there is more.
叫我们里面永远带着一个饥渴、渴慕的心。
We would always come with a heart of thirst. We want some more.
熟练圣经，熟练神的话。
To be accustomed to the words of righteousness.
我们聚会很多年哈，好像每个礼拜五基本上呢，主要就是读圣经。
We've been here a long time. Seems like on Friday we focus on the Bible.
也有人常常劝我们，哎呀，这个应该要多办一点活动。
And then there are people that advise us, why don't you guys put together some special activities?
我记得我在大学的时候，我自己带青年团契。
I remember when I was in college, I led a small group.
那个时候所认识的并不多哈。
And then at that time, I didn't know much.
有好多的聚会啊，我们就是安排什么联谊活动。
A lot of times, our meetings became a social gathering.
很少的时间呢是读一点圣经。
And we only spend very little time on the Bible itself.
但后来越来越觉得神的话是太重要了。
But then later on, we learn that it is the words of God that's more important.
神要我们竭力的来追求。
God wants us to strive to Him.
然后过去在我们家很多的有一些日子哈，有一些都是留学生在我们家聚会。
At my home, there's a lot of times when the students come and gather at our house.
那他们来到这里，可能读硕士的就两年。之内就毕业了，读博士的也就几年，有些交换学者的可能才一年，他们就离开了。
And these exchange students that came to my house, sometimes they're going for the master, PhD or whatever. They're only going to be with us for a couple of years.
那有一些后来来了这里才得救的。
And then there are some that came and they got saved.
但是感谢主，我们那段时间真的没有做别的，跟我们现在一样，我们每个礼拜就是读圣经。
Praise the Lord. Just like our format right now, we spend our time on the words.
但是感谢主，那些弟兄姊妹们，我们发现他们都非常的有心要来认识神的话。
Thanks to the Lord. The people that still came, these are the people that long for the words.
有一个福音朋友还没有得救啊。 他跟我们一起读圣经，整整读了有五年的时间。
There was a gospel friend before he was saved. He spent 5 years with us reading the words.
非常的认真。
He was serious.
每一次读哪一章，他会先自己读得好，读好了。
He would pre-study before the chapter started.
他有很多的问题。
And he would come with questions.
那他也交通。
And he would also communicate.
但他就是不信。
But yet he was not a believer.
我说这很有本事啊。
I said, that's not an easy thing to do.
每一个礼拜都来读圣经,
you would come to us every week to read the Bible. 5 years.
毕业了,
and then after that, he graduated.
到外州去做教授,
and now he's becoming a professor in another state.
哦, 感谢主,
thanks to the Lord. Then he encountered this one thing.
他出差就胃出血,
when he went to another state, he has an ulcer.
他说在医院里面啊, 有一个老弟兄,
then when he was in the hospital, there was an older brother next to him.
一个黑人的老弟兄来跟他传福音。
An African-American older brother.
他说每一句话他都非常熟悉啊。And
he said, whatever that brother said, he knew.
他说那一天,圣灵在他里面就大大的感动。And
it is on that one day that the Holy Spirit touched him.
他得救了。And
he was saved.
还特别要求说能够飞回来,来到我们这边来受浸。
He asks specifically to fly back to us so he can be baptized with us.
但是我们看见说好像一批批的弟兄姊妹,
but then you see that it is groups and groups of people come and go.
每个礼拜也就是这样子读圣经。
They will come to us, read the Bible.
但是有些他们离开了,
some of them, they go.
他们在各处他们服侍主。
But yet, when they go, they serve the Lord in different places.
在神的话语上, 弟兄姊妹, 只要你好好的来追求,
in the word of God, when you want to strive,
我们真的能够来被建立起来, 我们认识我们的神,
it is through these words we can be built.
我们成为一个长大的儿女,
and now we can become a mature man.
因为神的话在我们的里面,
because it is the words of God.
神的话是灵, 神的话是生命,
it is the words that is the spirit and the light.
神的话是我们脚前的灯,
it is the words that becomes the lamp of our path.
是我们路上的光,
and the light.
神的话是我们的粮食,
it is the word that is our food.
我们能够把它吃下去,
and we can eat this word.
好多时候有神的儿女请说, 请为我祷告, 我很软弱,
how many times brothers and sisters ask that I am weak and I need your prayer.
但是到一个机会你就发现说, 不是祷告能够叫他不软弱,
it is at a point that you realize that it is not just prayer will make him not weak.
你可以说让他一下子好像里面被圣灵充满,
maybe he can be touched and he can be strong for a short time.
但是没有多久他又是好软弱,
but it is in a short period he will become weak again.
因为他缺少的是粮食,
because this person lacked food.
我想我们饿久了, 我们都是软弱的,
and I think that when we are hungry for a long time, we become weak.
神的话是我们的粮食,
the word is our food.
神的话是那个利剑,
the word is the two-edged sword.
当我们与仇敌征战的时候,
when we go into battle with the enemy,
神的话是圣灵的宝剑,
it is the word that is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
让我们一同竭力的来追求,
so let us strive in his word.
这叫我们的生命能够长大, 对主的认识,
so that a life can be mature.
第三个我们要讲到明白属灵的事,
and then he talks about the next thing, we have to understand the spiritual thing.
他讲到说他们的心窍习练的通达,
and it says practice their senses to discern good and evil.
这英文讲的是senses, 就是我们的好像感官一样不同的官能,
he talked about our different senses.
那特别我们知道说, 我们灵里面呢, 我们的灵也有它的 senses, 也有它的观觉的。
And we know that in a spiritual world, a spirit also has senses.
我们讲到说主要的有三方面,
and there are three things.
我们有良心,
that we have a conscience.
我们有直觉,
that we have we have touch, we have feelings.
然后我们有交通,
and we also have fellowship.
良心在人的里面, 是神创造人的时候, 就在人的里面。
And our conscience is made when man was built.
但是呢, 这个良心当人犯罪堕落以后, 它的功用就没有办法真正的发挥了。
But then when now man sinned and fell, this conscience became not as useful.
它不是不存在，
not that it doesn't exist，
但是常常人却不去注意它，
but yet now people ignore this consciousness，
它的功能不健全了。
Now the function of this consciousness is not full。
但我们蒙恩得救了。
But after we're saved，
良心被宝血洗净。
Our conscience is now cleansed by the blood of Christ。
它是一个很重要的，在我们的里面。
This conscience now functions in us。
今天蒙恩得救了。
Today after we are saved，
当我们的里面良心很多时候对我们是一个对是非的一个分辨。
A lot of time this conscience discerns us from good and evil。
今天我们讲说律法写在我们心板上。
Today when we said that the law is written on our heart。
很多时候我们在面对一些事情，你的分辨的时候，还不是只是说律法，因为他讲到是这样，他或者说那样是不可以做的，这样是可以做的。
A lot of times now when we face a certain thing, when we look at it, it's more than just this law on our heart。
我们里面是有一个能够分辨的一个器官。
In us, now we have this sense to discern what's right and wrong.
他这边告诉我们说，要习练的通达。
He said that we have to practice these senses.
好多时候我们没有去真正的让良心的功用能够发挥。
A lot of time, aren't we still neglecting this conscience?
其实圣灵在我们里面，他要那样子运行，那样子来改变我们，常常就受到一个拦阻。
I tell you that when the Holy Spirit exercises and wants to change us.There is always this one thing that's blocking it.
所以我们看见保罗他为什么常常讲他是存着清洁的良心。
So how every a lot of time Paul says he comes with a clean conscience.
圣经也告诉我们存着无愧的良心。
He comes with a clean conscience.
那这些呢，其实对我们属灵生命的长大，弟兄姊妹，它都是很重要的。
And I tell you that, brothers and sisters, it is important for us to learn.
很多时候里面你有一个分辨。
A lot of times we have this feeling.
但是下面呢，我们愿不愿意顺服？
After you have this feeling, are you willing to follow?
如果你容许一个亏欠在我们里面，
if you're willing to go against it,
我们那条路常常就是走不好的。
And I tell you that then your path will not be straight.
所以该对付的，我们宁可赶快就去对付。
So whatever that you have to face against, you may as well face it now.
很多时候圣灵在我里面，他才有一条路可以走。
Then the Holy Spirit can lead you into this way.
另外讲到直觉，
and then he talked about these senses.
这也是在我们灵里面，它是有一个功能的。
And I tell you that these senses has a purpose.
我们可以有一个直觉来认识神他的心意。
And we have now these senses to discern God's will.
有的时候是主的带领。
A lot of times it is what God's leading you to.
直觉就是讲到说，不是经过我头脑分析的。
You sense something that means that it's not when you thought of something by your logic.
我记得有一次在我们中间有一位姊妹，她就来过一次聚会。
There was one time when there's a sister, she was only with us for one time.
她来了一次以后又好一阵子就没来了。
She came once and then she disappeared for a long time.
那有一天我们晚上要去看望。
And one day we wanted to visit her.
白天我们本来想说去看谁。
The daytime we wanted to visit someone else.
在吃晚饭之后呢，
and then after dinner,
我突然想到说，跟我姊妹讲说，哎，我们要不要去看看那个姊妹？
All of a sudden, I asked Michelle and said, "Why don't we go visit that sister?"
弟兄姊妹，从人来讲，你好像觉得说跟她也不熟，然后呢，她也就来过一次，她又在别的地方，好像通常我们是不会去所谓去看望她的。
So brothers and sisters, if you think about it with logic, this sister has not been with us for a long time, and we barely knew her.We should not go visit her.
但那天我们也没有做什么分析哈。
But that day we didn't just sit down and try to break down the situation.
就只有一个直觉的感觉，就我们是不是去看她？
We had this sense and we wanted to go visit her.
我们就去了。
So we went.
那天去那个姊妹家里。
And when we went to her house,
她看到我们，她就流泪了。
She started crying.
啊，她说她一直想跟我们有交通。
She said she wanted so bad to come to us.
那她又觉得说跟我们实在是不熟。
But yes, she thought that she was not that close to us.
因为她家庭遇到了很大的难处。
Because her family was going through a very tough time.
她一直想我们来。
She always wanted us to come to
her. 但她不敢跟我们交通。
But she was not there to ask.
就那天她一看到我们，她就流泪了。
So that day when she saw her, she saw us, she started crying.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候神在我们里面灵里有一个功能。
Brothers and sisters.The Holy Spirit has this function.
我们需要来熟练它。
And it gives you this sense. Why don't you practice these senses?
那今天我们从婴孩，我们是开始一个学习的过程。
So as an infant, we grow.
在小孩子学走路的时候，你就知道说那个跌倒那是必然的。
Before children started learning to walk, they first fall.
他不是一下子他就开始就会跑了。
These children cannot just start running.
所以我可以讲很多我们在直觉上在良心上有很多的见证。
So I can share a lot of testimony about our senses and this and that.
那但是可能我有更多是失败的见证。
But then I tell you, I have more testimony in my failures.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要经过这个成长的过程。
Brothers and sisters, we have to go through this learning curve.
我们需要信，我们需要顺从。
We have to believe and we have to obey.
今天圣灵在我们的里面。
Today the Holy Spirit is in you.
我们说圣灵在我们里面带领我们，启示我们，在很多的事上，圣灵在我们里面有好多宝贵的工作。
And it is the Holy Spirit that leads us, that reveals in us.
但是首先我们要认识到圣灵怎么样能够经过在我们的灵里，叫我们能够跟随他，来认识他的带领。
First, understand that the Holy Spirit wants to lead you and wants you to follow.
然后我们认识神的心意。
And now we start to learn the will of God.
这边叫做心窍要习练的通达。
And then he says that we have to practice and learn our senses.
所以有好多方面，弟兄姊妹，是圣经所告诉我们的，我们需要注意它，我们需要顺服神在我们里面的带领。
And when we practice our senses to discern good and evil, we have to practice.
那另外我们讲到说，整个生命我们需要长大。
And then he says we have to press on to maturity.
需要成熟。
To press on to maturity.
要达到完全的地步。
So that we can become complete.
我们里面今天有心思，有意志，有情感。
So in us, there's feeling, there's emotions, there are senses.
我们说这是在我们的魂的里面。
But these are all our soul.
但是我们灵得救了，今天是主在我们里面来工作，来改变我们。
But when our spirit is saved, then it is the Lord who is teaching us.
生命是需要长大的。
Material that our life needs to grow.
你说这个生命是耶稣基督的生命。
And this is the life of Christ.
他进到我们里面，他就是不能坏的种子。
When Christ is in us, He becomes this unperishable seed.
所有的丰富荣耀都在他的里面。
All of His fullness is within this seed.
今天也住在我们的里面。
And today this seed is in you.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个生命是要长大。
And brother and sister, this seed needs to grow.
这个长大是讲到说，它要经过我们的生命，我们生命的度量要认识度量都要成长。
That in our life, we have to let it grow in us.
我们感谢主。
So let us thank the Lord.
我们蒙恩得救了。
That now that we are saved.
主还把一段路程量给我们。
And the Lord also now measure for us this new way.
他要我们来追求，来认识他。
He wants us to pursue, to learn Him.
他叫我们能够长大，能够成人。
So that we can mature into a man.
他不单赐生命给我们。
Not only he gave us this new life.
他叫我们得着更丰盛的生命。
He wants us to receive this life of abundance.
弟兄姊妹，他说趁着还有今日。
The Lord says that we still have today.
是我们的机会。
Today is the day.
是我们追求的机会。
Today is the day to pursue.
是我们得着基督的机会。
Today is the day that we receive Christ.
是我们每一个环境让我们来认识基督，这是我们的机会。
So in all situations, yet another new opportunity for us to receive.
主要我们彼此勉励。
So the Lord asks us to encourage each other.
他说要竭力的来进到完全的地步。
He said, press on to mature into perfection.
神救了我们。
The Lord has saved us.
他不是要得着一群都是好像在幼稚园里面的。
He doesn't want a bunch of kindergarteners.
他不是得着一群都是穿着尿布都是婴孩的。
He doesn't want a bunch of babies.
神得着我们，一面我们是他的儿女。
He wants us, we are his children. Yes.
另外一面呢，我们看见希伯来书告诉我们说，他是我们的长兄。
On the other hand, in the book of Hebrews, he is our leader.
他要率领众子进到荣耀里面去。
He is this leader who is leading the many sons into glory.
一面我们是神儿女，是我们有这样的一个身份和地位。
On one hand, we are already his children.
另外一面，他要得着的，我们和耶稣基督站在一个同样的身份，同样的一个地位上，但是我们走同样一条道路。
On the other hand, Christ wants us to take on the same position as he has and walk the same path as he did.
他要率领我们一同进入荣耀。
For he is leading us into the same glory.
弟兄姊妹，今天就是在这条路上。
Brothers and sisters, today we are on this path.
主叫我们长大成人。
The Lord wants us to mature.
我们不再只做婴孩的情形。
We are no longer infants.
婴孩是以自己为中心。
Infants only cares about what he wants.
以自己的需要为中心。
What he needs.
他所在乎的是他的感觉。
What he cares about what his desires are.
他不能够承担什么责任。
This infant can't take on any responsibility.
他是一个长大成人的。
But a mature man.
主能够对我们有要求。
The Lord can now ask us to do things.
我们能够知道什么叫做忍耐。
And now we can learn patience.
我们知道什么叫做放下自己。
We can learn how to deny ourselves.
我们知道是怎么样是能够一同扛台见证。
We can learn how to bear testimony.
在旧约当约柜在往前的时候，祭司是一同扛抬着约柜。
In the Old Testament, when the covenant is carried, the priests carry the covenant.
这几个祭司是一同扛抬的。
When the ark is being carried, it is the priests that carry this ark.
今天不能说哦，他一下子不高兴，他把这个责任就放下来了。
Today you can't just say that, oh, I don't feel like it, so let me drop this.
神要得着是长大的。
What the Lord wants are mature men.
是能够一同扛抬责任的。
Men that carry these responsibilities.
是稳定的。
Men that are stable.
弟兄姊妹在这边告诉我们要长大成人。
Brothers and sisters, here it says to mature.
也就是要达到完全的地步。
Be perfected.
让主在我们里面来工作。
So that let the Lord work in you.
我们彼此勉励。
Let us encourage each other.
怎么样能够长大成人？
How do we mature into man?
我们认识住在幔内的生活。
Let us recognize this new life in the tabernacle.
这是我们一个非常蒙福的生活。
Because this is a blessed life.
主已经为我们把幔子撤去了。
Lord has already broken the veil in
us. 除去了这个拦阻。
To take away any hindrance between us.
我们坦然无惧来到施恩宝座的面前。
So now let us come to the throne of grace with confidence.
我们在神话语的上面，弟兄姊妹，我们带着一个更深的渴慕，一同来追求。
So in God's word, let us have a deeper longing to come and learn.
神的道没有所谓太高的。
That there is no such thing as this way is too high.
神的道也不是说你今天就已经明白了。
I'm not saying that we already completely understand.
已经不需要再追求了。
No longer need to, no more.
我们永远带着渴慕。
Carry that we always come with a heart of longing.
我们永远相信圣灵能够启示光照。
Let us always believe that the Holy Spirit will teach us.
带我们进入一切的真理。
To lead us into the truth.
因为我们知道说，在我们的心窍要洗练的通达。
Because our senses will be practiced.
哦，今天在很多属灵的事上，求主带我们有一个真实的经历。
So today, let us through many things to have a real testimony.
我们听见好多的见证。
For we have heard a lot of testimony.
今天每一个神儿女，我们都能够来经历。
So as children of God, let us have our testimony.
主住在我们的里面是非常的真实。
How it is so real that the Lord is in us.
但是需要我们心窍洗练的通达。
But first, you need to practice your senses.
我们读主的话，也不是用头脑思想想要去明白。
And when we read God's words, it is not from our knowledge or brain that we can understand.
它是需要让神的话在我们心思里面，它一直的运行。
But you need to learn, need the words come into you.
哦，到一个时候，突然圣灵来开启。
All of a sudden, the spirits will explain to you.
我们的心思是主来使用的。
All of a sudden, now you became a vessel.
是让我们能够来认识神的。
So that we can know the Lord.
这些都是我们已经有的，但是我们怎么样让它洗练的通达？
Now I tell you that we have already gotten this, but how do we practice it?
我们慢慢才会以耶稣基督的心思为心思。
Slowly, God's will would become your will.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我相信这些，我交通这些哈，不是让你觉得很好像很玄妙哈。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to make it confusing to you.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常实际的。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that this is really practical.
我们怎么样让神的话是在我们心思里面来运行的
？How do we put the words of God into our will?
啊，叫我们这个人来慢慢被改变
，so that we will slowly transform.
今天主不是叫我们。好像打坐的那种，他一切的都是空的哈。
Today our Lord is not asking us to meditate and empty our senses.
就是那个是非常危险的。
But I tell you that that is indeed very dangerous.
很容易仇敌会进去的。
It is when you're empty, the enemy comes in.
今天他是叫我们心窍要洗练的通达。
Today the Lord is asking us to practice our senses.
我们知道怎么样让 主在我们里面来工作。
To discern the work of God.
我们知道怎么样，今天我们来跟随圣灵的带领。
Let us understand how we follow the Spirit.
我们里面愿意顺服。
Let us obey.
我们愿意放下自己。
Let us deny ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这些跟我们生命的长大都是非常有关系的。
Brothers and sisters, that is crucial to how we grow.
同心合意，愿我们彼此祷告。
So in one accord, let us pray.
他叫我们敬身。
He asks us to use a lifetime.
敬身，敬身。
Use our whole life.
Deeper, deeper, 还要登高，还要登高。
Ask us to be deeper and higher.
那我们真的是丰丰富富的。来进到神的国度的里面。
So that we will completely and fully enter into the kingdom.
神的家里面是需要长大成人的儿女。
God's house needs grown men.
长大成人神的儿女。
Grown into this man.
我们祷告主，弟兄姊妹，今天我们都在这个过程的里面。
So let us pray, brothers and sisters, let us make progress.
成长是很有意思的。
To mature is important.
但是成长一定也经过许许多多的艰难。
You become mature, there's a lot of challenges.
小孩子开始成长，他跑步，他开始走路，他要学跑等等的，他已经经过多少次的跌倒。
When a child starts to learn to walk, to run, he must fall many times.
他再起来，他再继续的练习。
But yet he will stand back up and try it again.
要习练的通达。
When he practiced so many times, he now knows.
我们都是一同走路的同伴。
So we are all partners in learning how to walk.
一同在这条属天的道路上。
So in this path,
圣经说，若不同德就不完全。
The Bible says, if we're not getting this together, then we're not getting it at all.
叫我们弟兄手握弟兄的手。
So brothers who hold on to brothers' hands.
因为我们有一个荣耀的标杆。
Because we have the same goal.
我们成为同伴，我们彼此勉励。
How we're now companions, so let us encourage each other.
要竭力的追求。
To press on.
进到完全的地步。
Into completeness.
请我们再来唱诗歌第273首。
Let us sing Psalm 273 again.
请弟兄姊妹为我们弹一句，我们就来唱。诗歌是不是也是我们的祷告？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this our prayer?
是不是我们自己说求主助我进深？
Isn't what we ask for is the Lord to come deeper?
这不是别人的唱的诗歌，别人的祷告而已。
This is not a song sang by someone else or a prayer of someone else.
我们要向主说，主啊，我们愿意登峰造极。
But let us tell the Lord that I want to go higher.
求主使我们的悟性更新。
Ask the Lord so that we could understand deeper.
使我们里面有一个渴慕，求主带我们进入真理。
Let us have this longing so that we can go deeper into the truth.
叫我们里面有一个神圣的不满足，不满足我们现在的情形。
And so that we will never be satisfied. We always want something.
我们要晋升。
That we want to go deeper.
我们要登高。
We want to go higher.
我们在主面前向他祷告。
So let us with this same prayer.
我们站起来，从第一节唱到第四节。
Let's stand up and sing the whole song.